when I hear what we call music, it seems to me that someone is talking, and talking about his feelings, or about his idea of relationships. But when I hear the sound of traffic, here on 6th Avenue, I don't have the feeling that anyone is talking. I have the feeling that the sound is acting.
Gun. chance. I was looking back to see if you were looking back at me to see me looking back at you. I was looking back to see if you were looking back at me to see me looking back at you.
Mind. Oh, Called Liftoff. Still in Mike, Area 54. The Apricot's tuning into the show. The song's called The Collector. And we got that off of Dubbed Out in DC. You know, we're just in this mood right now. We're picking out older stuff, right?
I pulled this out of the archives the other week.
Oh, Liftoff.
Went way into the vault. Deep into the vault.
Yeah. Well, Liftoff was kind of a side project of Thunderball or Fort Knox 5 now. That's what you'd call them way back in the day. It was definitely in their dub. Their Liftoff was definitely even more dubby than their other stuff. Now it's kind of Liftoff comes out and they're actually maybe a little less dubby than some of the stuff that you hear from some of their other side projects, but yeah, you know, good changes. Pollers before that did a song called Come Rain, Come Sunshine, and we can just kind of apply that right to our weather here around the Northwest, can't we, Mike?
Yeah, this time of year.
This time of year.
Yeah, no, fall just came too early for me.
Well, it did a little bit too early. Well, you know, rain's good. The Sea of Memories is the Pollers album that we got that one off of. Austra before that did a song called Forgive Me. It's off the album Olympia. And from the Massive Attack album Blue Line, played a song called Safe from Harm. Start off the whole set with Paul Kalkbrenner's song called Aaron. It was remixed by Ted and Francis.
Yeah, the Massive Attack track, actually, the original is on the album Blue Lines. We actually played the extended version of that. They have the single with, it's like a funk remix on there, a short version, and then we played the extended version. So there you got it. A little longer, like a minute longer track than
little
you would find on the album.
Yep.
It's still fun going back to that one. Now it's becoming a classic, right? It's almost going to be like our Stairway to Heaven. Going back to Blue Lines.
I guess so. Okay.
Our Hotel California. Just play it over and over again.
Well, please.
I know. You hate that song. You hate that song.
It's just, you just ruined that song for me now.
You're not a big Eagles fan, are you?
Not at all.
Yeah. He's right there. They're right there with Jimmy Buffett for you.
Oh, yeah. I would say there's, yeah. That's a, they're in a tie in the basement, in the cellar.
All right. We're Tim Mike, Area 54. I got more music for you. We got a brand new track here from new band, or it's a solo project. It's a gal from Yumizuma, right?
Yeah.
Madeira.
She's got some really good stuff. Madeira. Yeah.
She kind of sounds like Yumizuma to me, though, but maybe she is Yumizuma.
Probably, right?
I think Yumizuma's a three-piece, so this is her on her own now.
We'll try some Yumizuma stuff. We can compare on this show.
Okay. All right. We'll play some Yumizuma later. This track is called Oracle Horoscope. It's off the new release. It's like an EP, five-track EP called Bad Humors. Check it out.